Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So that trip you were planning around the moon next year, it will have to wait. Elon Musk's SpaceX delays plans for the very first space tourists. The details. But first, these tech headlines. Apple is holding its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Check with the podcast this week for recaps of the key points. If current rumblings are any indication, this year, Apple focuses attention on the quality of its iPhone and iPad software. Execs at the annual Developers Conference talked up many new features, a sampling of two new Apple Watch features, walkie-talkie, and web browsing. Also, the Animoji. The Wall Street Journal's personal tech guru extraordinaire Joanna Stern says the biggest cheers came from the reveal of the Memoji. Think Bitmoji, but actually mapped to your face. Other new Animoji features include a ghost and a koala, and you can also FaceTime with them. For more on the latest updates and live coverage of the conference, head to WSJ.com. Amazon's latest milestone, an $800 billion market value. It joins Apple as the only U.S. companies valued above $800 billion, with shares of the e-commerce giant now up 41% on the year. Amazon took just 85 trading days to reach the $800 billion milestone, after passing $700 billion in January. Over at Microsoft, a big buy. The company purchases GitHub for $7.5 billion, to be precise. The journal says acquiring the software code repository is a move that could help it convince more developers to create apps for its cloud computing business. And it turns out robocallers win, even if you don't answer the phone. Outfits that flood American landlines with marketing calls use a decades-old identification system to profit, even when no one picks up. Here's how it works. Each time a caller's name is displayed, phone companies pay small fees, typically fractions of pennies, to databases that store such records. With millions of automated calls a day, the amounts can add up. Coming up, SpaceX likely won't launch a pair of space tourists to loop around the moon this year. What CEO Elon Musk thinks about next year. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
So it turns out SpaceX will not launch a pair of space tourists to loop around the moon this year, as previously announced. Here to talk about the challenges plaguing CEO Elon Musk's plans for human space exploration is Wall Street Journal reporter Andy Pastor, calling in from Los Angeles. Hi, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
So over the weekend, you know, a company spokesperson confirmed that the private moon launch has been postponed. What did we learn about what's causing the current delays?
So as in most things with Elon Musk, it's a good news, bad news story, or you can look at it two different ways. They were going to launch SpaceX was going to launch two private astronauts, essentially, passengers, really, into circumnavigate the moon and back to Earth. And this was going to happen by sometime late 2018. And the reasons that it's not happening are varied and sort of complex. The rocket that was going to do this for SpaceX took much longer to develop than expected. The capsule that they were going to use is still under development and is also delayed. And SpaceX is working on an even bigger rocket and trying to put some resources into that. And so that also has created some roadblocks. So it's really a question of probably overpromising in the beginning, setting a timetable that was unrealistic. optimistic, but the company says it still intends to do this. It's still important to do this. And I think they want to do it for a number of reasons. First of all, to show that the reliability of their new rocket, the Falcon Heavy, which is the one that was going to take this mission, and as many times as they can to launch that before they start using it for government missions or in tandem with government missions. That's one, certainly one incentive. And the second incentive is so much talk about public-private partnerships now with the Trump administration, that space exploration is going to be a government-industry joint effort. So I think SpaceX wants to make sure that they have their place and that they show that they're doing stuff on their own and want to participate with the government where it's appropriate or where it's possible.
Right. So clearly a lot to iron out. Did we learn anything else in terms of a timeline, though? It seems like a lot to iron out before the next year, but I understand that that might be in play.
Well, I think it's not clear yet. Certainly, I would say at least the labor year, perhaps much longer. They have said, the company has said in the past, that they wanted to do this private moon mission after they started some regular NASA missions to take astronauts to the space station in operational flights, not just in test flights. And that could take until 2020, it now looks like. So we're still some way away from this, what would be a really amazing thing, because if you look at the projected path of this Dragon capsule that they're talking about, it would actually go further into the solar system than anybody from Earth has gone, further than the Apollo moon landings, which actually went beyond the moon, of course, and then came back and landed. So it would be quite a landmark event.
Right. And on top of these various production delays, Andy, sending people to the moon sounds risky. How are industry experts and analysts coming down on the risk factor, and is that impacting SpaceX's progress?
Absolutely, it has impacted. Quite risky. I mean, of course, the issue of getting up there is one thing, but to come back, it's a very complicated reentry because the capsule will be going much faster than coming back from the space station, and it actually has to make some maneuvers. They call it a skip maneuver, which means that they come into the atmosphere or toward the atmosphere, then they have to actually raise their altitude to try to lose some speed and then start back again to come back toward the Earth. So very risky, and I think the feeling of most of the industry folks that I've talked to is that you don't want to do this risky thing before you show NASA that you're able to do a somewhat less risky thing, and that is to take astronauts to the space station, which is risky on its own, but I think not quite to this level.
So, you know, here we have a setback, but perhaps it's worth thinking about, regardless of when tourist trips to the moon start. It could happen. Say what you will about Elon Musk and his team, they've really revolutionized the launch industry.
Well, that's right. And I think that's why I say it's, you can look at it in two different ways. What they've accomplished in a matter of 16 years since he founded the company, but really in a matter of 10 years since Falcon 9, their basic mainstay rocket, started flying. That's only been since 2008. What they've accomplished is unbelievable. Really, nobody in industry thought that anybody would be able to do this in terms of the cost of the launches, the reusability of the rocket. But he's working on a whole bunch of other things. He's working on satellites. He's working on a much bigger rocket for deep space exploration. So you have to say that the company is stretched. People are working at a tremendous clip in marathon sessions, almost all of them, if they stay. It's going to require a huge amount of additional capital for him to be able to do all the things that he wants to do. And at the same time, people should remember that his basic business, launching big commercial satellites, is not in a good shape. It's going downhill. Fewer satellites being ordered, fewer satellites being launched. So at the same time that he's trying to do all these ambitious things which require a lot of money, his basic revenue from launching commercial satellites is going to be eroding. So that's another complication in all of his machinations and balancing acts.
Mm-hmm. It's a complicated story that we'll all definitely have our eye on. Andy Pastor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor. This has been the Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.